We are always pleased to continue and deepen our relationship with Big Brother, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And today we have a big couple. You actually can be a big couple if you're married and want to have a younger brother or sister in your life. You can do that. And joining us today are Greg and Penny Zabalski, and Cameron is here too. I'm going to turn right to Cameron and say good morning to you. How are you, Cameron?
Good.
It's nice to have you here today. How old are you?
I'm 8.
And I know school's out now, but what school do you go to when it's in?
Claremont Elementary.
And what community is that in? You're in Pittsburgh, I know, but what are you in a particular neighborhood? What neighborhood?
West Mifflin.
Okay, I haven't been out. I've been to West Mifflin, but I haven't been to that school. I've been to a lot of different schools. What kinds of things do you like to do, generally speaking? Hobbies or just interests, things you enjoy doing?
I like sometimes to draw.
And tell me a little bit, like, what do you use to draw when you make art?
Sometimes I use my uncle's supplies, or I just use paper and pencil.
And what do you like to draw?
Sometimes it takes me a while to think what I'm going to draw.
Yeah, I'm asking you some of these questions, Cameron, because I'm not very good at drawing at all. I never have, man. I've tried to learn, and I'm always fascinated by people that are able to do that. Is this something you've always liked doing, even when you were, you know, much younger?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a feeling. It seems like people that are really good at drawing and that like drawing, that happens from an early age. Well, here with Cameron are Greg and Penny Zabalski. I'll turn to Greg first. Welcome.
Thank you.
And thanks for being here, both to you and to Penny.
Thank you.
And I'd like to learn just a little bit more about each of you. But first, just personally, Greg, are you both from the Pittsburgh area originally? Or?
Yep, I grew up in Washington County.
Terrific. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a manager for Bechtel.
Okay, an excellent company. Bechtel's been around for a long time. And now that I think about it, Bechtel had an office in West Mifflin, I think. Is that where you work?
That's where I am now, yeah.
That makes it very convenient for you guys to hang out.
Yep.
Can't right. get one by me. That makes perfect sense. And how about you, Patty?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I'm a homemaker.
Okay. And how long have you guys been married?
We just celebrated our 27th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's terrific. And you, what brought you to the Big Brothers, Big Sisters program?
Greg. We used to live in Plum for about 4 years, moved out of state. And while we were there, Greg decided that this is something he'd like to do when we came back. And as soon as we came back, which was about 3 years ago, we called and got on the list.
That's great. And Greg, is this something you've ever done before?
No. I just heard a lot about Big Brothers and Big Sisters. You see advertisements on the radio and TV and things like that, and I heard a lot of good things about them. And I knew the chapter here in Pittsburgh was very active and a very well-managed organization, and we got in contact with them as soon as we moved back.
Well, that's terrific. Now, having never done this before, were you, you know, did you have any, fears isn't the right word, but were you kind of wondering how it was going to go? And I mean, that's a big step, and I'm curious sort of how it got started and then how it went once you finally – I'm sure you began with an orientation or something and then you sort of kept getting in a little deeper and a little deeper until you finally made a commitment.
Yeah, Big Brothers is really good with that because you always have a lot of curiosity about, you know, what you're getting into, who your match is going to be, and, you know, and you just got a million questions. But they've heard them all, and they're really good about coaching you through the whole thing, and they do a lot of preparations and training and things like that. But even once you're in it, you always have somebody you can call as far as questions about, you know what you should do, what you shouldn't do, good tips and things like that as far as but beyond that, it's just, you know, being yourself and just being there for your little.
Now, Penny, do you remember anticipating meeting Cameron for the first time? What was that like?
It was really quite fun. We were in a room, and the door, the clear glass was covered. It had a shade pulled down or something, and we were there with his mom, with Cameron's mom, and meeting her for the first time. And he kept coming to the door knocking. He was six at the time, and he kept coming to the door and knocking, and he would have a question. And Big Brother, Big Sister representative would get up and go answer Cameron's question and come back. And so we had this little anticipation building who was behind that door. And so, yes, it was a lot of fun when we did meet him.
I'll bet. So, and then the door opens, and there you are, Cameron. Cameron, have you had other Big Brothers or Big Sisters in this program before?
No.
So this was a first-time thing for you, too. I meant to ask you who else is in your family. Who's in your family? Penny mentioned your mom. Who else?
I have an older sister.
Two
older sisters.
What are their names?
Destiny and Deja.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two little brothers. And their names are Caden and Jordan.
So it's got to be really cool for you to get, when you have a big family, for you to get special time just with these guys. What do you guys do? What are some of the favorite things you like to do with Greg and Penny?
Sometimes I go to their house with Greg, and we throw a football, and Penny just watches. or we go to the park and play basketball.
That's pretty cool, and that's kind of that's a bit of an excursion since he lives out in Washington. You probably don't get out that way that often otherwise, I would think. Do you get together after work sometimes, I would imagine, when you're done, or is it mostly on the weekends for you guys?
No, we live over in Jefferson Hills. I mean, I grew up originally in Washington County.
But you're so, not too
far. Yeah, so it's not too far. It's about a 20-minute drive, so it's not bad. Plus, where I work is probably only about 5 minutes from his house, so it's pretty convenient.
Cameron, did anything surprise you about having both Greg and Penny in your life? Like, was anything just totally unexpected?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit.
Having Penny as a sister, because at first I thought I wanted a big brother, and then when they opened the door, I had a sister, a big sister, and a big brother.
That had to be a big surprise. What were you thinking when that happened?
Well, then I was just kidding. I would just have a big brother and sister.
Yeah, it's like buy one, get one free. Penny comes along for the ride. How about for you, Penny? Have there been surprises? You were not the initiator of this. You mentioned Greg was the one who first had the idea. So your expectations were probably a little different than his.
When we started out, we thought that Greg would be a big brother and I would be a big sister. And they told us right away that there's a bit of a waiting list for little sisters. And did we want to be a big couple? And we said, that's great. That's why we were in it, was for a child. It didn't really matter. So we knew right away it was going to be a boy. It was, that it was going to be a little boy. And they said that it would maybe take a little bit of time because parents are looking for a big brother or a big sister. And it didn't take very long at all. I'm not entirely sure, maybe a couple months. But Cameron's mother, and I think I remember what she said when they said that they had a big couple for Cameron. She said, the more people to love Cameron is what it's all about. And so it was obviously a good match from there on.
That's a great thing to think about. And Cameron, that's got to make a huge difference in your life. How long have you guys been together now?
Almost 2 years in October.
Wow. Cameron, can you, like, remember what it was like before these guys came around compared to what it's like now? I mean, you've changed a lot in that period of time. We all have, but it must be just a huge difference. It's, you know, having two additional members of the family to keep track of and to hang out with. How's it changed your life?
Changed my life a lot, because when I didn't have Penny or Greg or have big brother or sister, I was really bored because I wanted to do anything, and my mom had to work.
Yeah, and being bored is awful, because, I mean, there's so many things you can do. There's nothing worse than being bored, I think. What are some of the things you've done together that really stand out? Have there been any moments of activities that were just, you know, you put on your top 10 or your top 5?
Yeah.
Ice skating?
Penny says ice skating right away. No.
He's good at it.
when me and Greg, we went to the hockey games, Pirates game, and the Steelers games.
Cool. Well, skating was close with the hockey. Did you go down to PPG to skate?
Shenley.
Oh, nice, nice. I've never done that, although I like to ice skate. That had to be fun to do that. Does anything stick out in your head, Greg, is one of the fun activities you did?
Yeah, I liked going to the car show, too. We went down to the car show, saw all the new cool cars and stuff like that, and he got to sit on motorcycles and stuff.
Nice.
We took a couple pictures of him sitting on motorcycles.
Well, you guys have been together for 2 years. Maybe Greg will teach you how to drive in like another 7 or 8 years.
Penny's car.
Penny's car. Now, Sandra is here too. Sandra Aretano from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And I'm curious, first, one thing Penny mentioned is that I guess there's not a shortage of littles for girls, but maybe a better way of looking at it is there aren't as many girls who are in need of bigs. Is that?
Well, we actually do have girls who are in need of bigs, but we have a lot more big sisters available.
I see.
So, yeah, that's where it comes in. And for big couples, we only match them with little brothers because we want to use men, you know, for the little brothers, because we don't get as many male volunteers. So. And actually, it's our 45-year anniversary at Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and we're on a recruitment campaign now. So any males listening or big sisters, you know, females who would like to be big sisters, we certainly would welcome them.
Yeah, you have a very, if I remember correctly, a very simple and doable goal, right, of 45 Big Brothers, Big Sisters
exactly.
In 45 days?
Yes.
And
yeah.
Are you getting there, I hope?
I'm not sure, but I think, you know, we're making progress. Yeah.
Oh, good. What do you think, Cameron, this is kind of a weird question, but if you had to, if somebody was listening right now that was thinking about becoming a big brother or big sister and they weren't sure, can you think of a way to persuade them or to get them to do it? Based on your experience? You can take a little minute. You can take time
maybe.
To think. Yeah, how? What would you say, do you think? I don't want to put you on the spot.
It would be really fun to do it.
Yeah, it's got to be fun. It sounds like you've just had a ball. How's it been for you, Greg?
Oh, it's been great. You know, our kids are a little bit older, and you know they're in their early to mid 20s, and it's kind of a reminder of what it was like to have little little kids around again.
Have you met Greg and Penny's kids? Their other kids. Oh, that has to be fun too to do that. Penny, what would you say to encourage other people?
Well, I guess one word that probably is maybe overused, but it's very true, is it's extremely rewarding. You just can't imagine, you know, the joy that you do get from it. He said something to us several months ago that really stuck with me. And he said, you know, every time you guys pick me up, it's sunny out. And when you don't, it rains. And, you know, he says things like that he doesn't even realized, you know, the impact he's making, but yeah. He's making a big impact. Oh. So I wonder a lot of times if we're getting more out of it than maybe he is, but it is more than you think it's going to be.
Yeah, and you've got another beautiful sunny day today. Cameron, I meant to ask you if you wanted to say hello to anybody who might be listening, or also if you just wanted to add anything at all while you've got the whole world as your stage right now.
I think my mom or my next door neighbors might be listening right
now. I hope so. And was there anything else you might like to say?
No.
It was great to talk to you. And Penny, Greg, anything to add?
No. Other than, you know, we got a chance to meet, you know, some really great people through Big Brothers and Big Sisters. The people that work there are just amazing. And people that sponsor it, you know, people like Kenny Ross and people like that have just got a chance to meet them through various events. And they're just a really special group.
Great. Well, I have an official radio patch for you, Cameron. And a wonderful Saturday Light Brigade pencil, which it just needs to be sharpened. It doesn't need to be plugged in or anything. And also a pass. I don't know if you were thinking of checking out the Children's Museum today.
Yeah.
This pass will get you in on us and on the Children's Museum. And I want to turn over to Sandra just to ask you how folks can get involved if they're inspired to at least consider becoming a big brother, big sister, or big couple. What's the best way to do it?
The best way is to call our main number. We service actually all of Allegheny County, Washington, and Greene County, and you can call us at 412-363-6100.
412-363-6100, or go to bbbspittsburgh.org. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank
it's
you
just
so
a pleasure
much
to have
us.
You all here. And
thank you.
I hope it's at least another 2 years, if not longer. That's Cameron, along with Greg and Penny Sobalski.